The next bank crisis begins in 13 days. In the next 13 days, you are going to see something that the Federal Reserve has been doing to hide what is seriously happening with the banks. And as it happens, and it's not going to unroll overnight, but in 13 days, you are going to see the Federal Reserve policy shift. It is going to become very difficult for banks to survive. And in the coming months after this shift, you are going to see the banks have serious problems arising. I'm going to read to you two press releases that came out of the Federal Reserve itself, one in 2020 and one a couple of weeks ago. And then I'm going to show you exactly what is happening behind the scenes. This is directly out of the federalreserve.gov website. This is from 2020. Reserve requirements. It says, as announced on March 15th of 2020, the board reduced reserve requirement ratios to 0% effective March 26th, 2020. This action eliminated reserve requirements for all depository institutions. Let me explain what that means. Banks, whether they be small, medium, or large, have to keep a certain amount of your deposits in the bank as reserves. This is in case something happens. They get overdrafted. Just like you could be overdrafted in your account, they can be overdrafted because every day they take money in the form of deposits, and also deposits leave and they make loans. So they have always been held to a standard to be able to hold a certain amount back. Well, when the world shut down, the Federal Reserve knew that they needed some extra help themselves, the banks. And so they let the reserve requirement go to zero, essentially causing all deposits to be loaned out to the economy, providing stimulus for the economy. Then the Federal Reserve allowed there to be stimulus for the banks. They allowed the banks to come to them and borrow money at 0% interest to be able to loan out on top of that. Now, since then, we have seen a banking collapse start in the spring of 2023, and it's a big one. And the next banking collapse starts this spring. And you're going to see it in the news by this summer, because it takes a certain amount of time for all of the trouble to work its way out to the public in the form of quarterly or annual reports, because the public only sees what's going on 3 months or 6 months in the past. They don't get to see what's happening right now. And this information, I'm telling you, is going to prove that the banks are going to be in serious trouble, all right? So going on, it says the following content explains the board's authority to impose reserve requirements and how reserve requirements are administered prior to the change in reserve requirement ratios to zero. Additional detail to this reserve requirement regime can also be achieved by the Reserve Maintenance Manual. It says the dollar amount of a depository's institution's reserve requirement is determined by applying the reserve requirement ratios specified in the board's regulation to an institution's reserve liabilities. The Federal Reserve Act authorizes the board to impose reserve requirements on transaction amounts, non-personal time deposits, and euro currency liabilities. It says prior to the effective March 26, 2020, reserve requirement ratios on net transactions accounts differed based on the amount of net transaction accounts at the depository institution. I know this is a little slow, but I'm getting to the point. A certain amount of net transaction accounts known as reserve requirement exemption amount was subject to a reserve requirement ratio of 0%. Net transaction account balances above the reserve requirement exemption amount and up to a specified amount known as the low reserve tranche were subject to a reserve requirement ratio of 3%. Now, you may be thinking, this is insane. We're talking about a 3% reserve. How big of a deal could that be? Well, let me stop and say that just recently, back in November, the CEOs of Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and JP Morgan were in front of Congress telling them that they cannot be held to this 3% standard. See, remember, these banks are trying to compete with other banks worldwide. And we're talking about the big banks. They said, if you impose these stricter requirements, that they used to impose normally. But since they've been off of this requirement for the last 3 or 4 years, they've become addicted to that financial drug themselves. They said, if you hold us to this, we are not going to be able to compete with other banks around the world. And they are silently telling you that they are going to have a very serious crisis on their hand. It's probably why Jamie Dimon is selling some of his stock for the first time ever. See, it's interesting. As stocks hit their all-time highs, nationwide, as banking stocks are doing well, insiders, CEOs, and insiders of banks have been selling at near record amounts. Why? Because they know what's coming in the future, because they also know what's happening in the current times. Most people are caught completely unaware, and then they're destroyed. And that is what brings us to now this point, March 11th. And this is very important. 13 days from now, the crisis begins. It says here, and this is again a press release from the FederalReserve.gov. It says, the Federal Reserve Board announces the Bank Term Funding Program, which is also entitled BTFP, will cease making new loans scheduled on March 11th. The Federal Reserve Board on Wednesday announced the Bank Term Funding Program will cease making new loans as scheduled on March 11th. The program will continue to make loans until that time and is available as an additional source of liquidity for eligible institutions. Remember, our banking system has been on a lifeline since March of 2020. They could not be doing business as they are today if they did not have the access to liquidity at ultra-low rates from the Federal Reserve. Our banking system is in a serious, serious problem right now. It says, during a period of stress last spring, the Bank Term Funding Program helped assure the stability of the banking system and provide support for the economy. After March 11th, bank and other depository institutions will continue to have ready access to the discount window to meet liquidity needs. After the program ends, the interest rate applicable to the new BTFP loans has been adjusted such that the rate on new loans extended from now through the program expiration will be no lower than the interest rate on reserve balances in effect on the day the loan was made. The rate adjustment ensures that the BTFP continues to support the goals and programs. Let me stop and tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff. What we are seeing is a couple of things. The lifeline ends on March 11th. The truth is going to be shown. Banks are now going to have to go back to a reserve system where they hold a certain amount of reserves back. This system has been in place since March of 2020, and even with that system in place, we experienced a banking crisis last spring, going into last summer, that on a dollar basis was larger than 2008 combined. Starting March 11th, we are going to be watching like hawks, as now the banks have no more lifeline, and if they need a lifeline, it is going to be known pretty quickly. Between 30 and 60 days out of March 11th, we will see if the Federal Reserve has to start loaning banks money again. It's going to get very interesting. Banking crises do not happen overnight, but the first wave in 2023 was akin, in my opinion, to the Lehman Brothers, not the Lehman Brothers crisis, but the Bear Stearns crisis. And what I believe is coming in later in 2024 is the Lehman Brothers, but it's not just one bank. We are going to see a collapse of our banking system. Not every bank's going to crash. Not every depositor is going to lose their money. The FDIC will move in to help people, but you have to understand that there will be bail-ins. And if you don't know what a bail-in is, banks now have the right, and they changed these laws in 2014, 2015, to where at a certain point, if a bank is found to be insolvent and the FDIC or the government can no longer bail them out, what they will do is they will take a portion of your bank deposits and they will trade it in for worthless bank stock. They did this in Greece. They did it in Cyprus's test. Banks all around the world have adopted this new rule, and it is intended to strip away some of your wealth. Now, what do you do to protect yourself? Well, I'm only telling you what I have done. I've started lots of banks accounts, from small, medium to large banks. I keep my deposits under the FDIC insured limits. And I'm also diversified. I have taken some of my wealth and I have paid off my debt in the last couple of years to where I'm debt free. Then I have also allocated some into real estate, some into cryptocurrency, some into gold, some into silver. I've completely diversified. Is there, in my opinion, a way of saving all of your money through this crash? No, I do not believe so. But here is the truth. If everybody is losing a lot of money and you are losing less, when you take that money and then deploy it during a collapse, during a multi-year downturn, a great recession or a depression, you now take that extra capital and you deploy it in the right spots, like in real estate, in business and other things, you will succeed. This is how many millionaires were made during the Great Depression. This is how a lot of millionaires were made during the Great Recession, having some money. Everybody's portfolios went down, including your gold holdings for a certain period of time, your stocks, your real estate, everything went down from the years 2007 to the end of 2009. Everything was worth less except for cash. I believe this time the cash situation will be a little different because of the situation we find ourselves in with the changing of the guard when it comes to the reserve currency going from the US dollar to the BRICS nations. But I do still have a position in cash, an equally weighted position in cash. But that's just me. This isn't financial advice. The point being is it's time to be very hyper aware and watching day by day what's happening in the capital market so that you can position yourself and pivot accordingly. I hope that you got something out of this. I hope that you are waiting and watching what happens. Will something big happen in the news on March 11th? No, it will not. As a matter of fact, most people in this video won't even watch until the end of the video and they'll start freaking out saying that I'm saying the banking crash is going to happen on March 11th. I'm not. I'm saying that it begins on March 11th, the next wave, because now, starting on March 11th, the banks are going to have to keep an account of your deposits, at least a certain percent, a very small percent. And it's always the very small things that take down the big organizations because nobody's paying attention. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. And thank you to all the people that checked their subscribe button to see that they were unsubscribed and hit it again. Really appreciate you guys. The Economic Ninja is out.